So what led you to pursue public service in Suffolk?
That's actually kind of funny. I did not have any intentions of being in any type of public service. I had majored in journalism. I wanted to work with a TV station or with radio, whatever, mainly TV. That was in the 70s. Women were not being hired. And so I ended up teaching school, actually, at John F. Kennedy as a high school. And then I left there and had my son. And then from there, I decided I wanted to do something that allowed me the freedom to be home as well as to have a career. And I ended up selling real estate. So it's, again, no thoughts of doing what I'm doing today. And the lady that was in the borough district seat at the time retired. And she said she wasn't running. So a group of, actually all men, asked me to have breakfast a few times with them to find a candidate to run. And they kept asking different people to run, and everyone kept saying no. And we kept going to breakfast, actually at Bunny's, the little place really? Right over there on Railway Road. Yeah. And they even asked my husband, to which he said no. And so, but one particular morning, one of them said, well, what about you? Would you do it? And jokingly, my answer was, if I don't have to come eat breakfast anymore at 7:30. So it really, you know, I tell people all the time, I do believe that life works the way it's supposed to work, and that it really wasn't totally my choice. It was just where I was at the time. And I guess God just put me there for a spot.